Good evening from Relentless on BelowTopSecret.com. This podcast is about, a dilemma, which shouldn't be a dilemma. And I want some help. A lot of churches this time of year put up a Christmas tree with stars hanging off of them. And each star represents a child in need. For Christmas. And I went up to the tree and the church I attend, I explained this in another thread, but another podcast. I'm in a very affluent area at the moment. It's turning affluent. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. And the church that services most of this city seats about 1,700 people, and it's all marble and glitz and fanfare. And hello, honey. Are you going to interrupt another podcast?
Not at all. I wouldn't dream of it. Hello, America. Hello, world.
No, ATS. You're saying hello to ATS.
No.
Could you close the door, sweetie? I got to finish this.
Yeah. Come on, Sam.
Thanks. Sammy's my four-legged. Anyway.
Come on, Sam.
So, I wasn't comfortable in this church. It was not the mass I was used to. It was very...
The church wasn't comfortable with her.
Get out of here. I found this... There's a little monastery, right? It's not in the city limits, I guess. But anyway, it services this other area of the county, which was basically originally a farming community. It's very simple. It's the traditional mass. The monks that are administering this church have a monastery down the road. They're Polish monks, very, very traditional and devout. Anyway, I go up to the tree because, we don't have kids except the four-leggeds like Sammy. And I'm looking for and expecting that this tree is to service the poor members of the community. Now, the other oddity of this particular little tiny nondescript church is that there is a very affluent gated community nearby. So now it's grown into a situation where you have basically the poorest people in the county and some of the wealthiest people in the county attending the same church. Anyway, I go up to the tree to pick a star. And, you know, they're not identified, they just tell you the basics. They're identified by number, but they say on the star what the person is looking for. And by the time I got up, there were a lot of people ahead of me. But what was hanging on the tree was a lot of, I'd like an Xbox, a TV, a CD player. It kind of made me step back. It wasn't what I was expecting. I did find a little star that just says M-7, meaning a male age 7, with a pant size, shirt size, and shoe size. And that's the one I took. And I'm thinking I was put off by the fact these other children were asking for things that aren't really needs. But then again, it's Christmas. And maybe my initial reaction was wrong. If these are the poor children who do not have these things in their homes and everybody else does, that maybe is a need. It's hard to grow up in a society where everybody has this, that, or the other thing and you're the one that doesn't. So maybe my initial reaction in picking the star was a little off base. Anyway, my thought was, someone asking for pants, shirts, and shoes is someone in need, and that's the star I chose. And on the drive home, I immediately, my mind, you know, I don't have kids of my own and a seven-year-old, and I'm trying to think. I don't even know, you know, what are we talking? They need casual? Do they need a decent outfit for special occasions? This particular star said return by a specific date, which was odd. The rest of them didn't. But I want to buy this child what he needs, what he's asking for. By the same token, I'm sitting here thinking, you know what, I want to throw in something fun, too. Pant and shirt. Help me out, people, here. What should I get? You know, there's... I don't even know what's in style anymore. You know, button down, polo shirt, golf shirt, pants. What are we talking? Khakis, or does the kid just need jeans? Shoes disturbs me. I've got a shoe size, and I happen to know that shoe sizes, well, for me, I think I know what my shoe size is. I go into a shoe store, it's not necessarily the size, and I'm thinking maybe I'll just put a gift card in for that. But I guess I want more feedback. Traditionally, the way I was raised, the way I think of Christmas is, it's a time of giving. And my gut reaction, seeing all these requests for CD players and MP3 players and Xboxes. Okay, you know, are you... I don't know. It threw me off. It set me off the wrong way. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe there's nothing wrong with these kids that just want their own TV. It struck me as frivolous initially. Because it's not too late, of course, to go grab another star. It just, for some reason, it put me off, and maybe I'm wrong. Obviously, it's bothering me because I'm talking about it. Anyway, people, give me some input here. Help me out. I want to do the right thing. I'm definitely going to send this particular kid what he needs. But then I worry about, okay, if I throw something extra in, like the things that everyone else asked for that this kid didn't ask for, what if he has siblings and somebody else is handling that and he gets something special? Again, I overthink these things way too much. And all I wanted to do was go out and buy some presents and wrap them. It's turning into a dilemma here. Help me out. What do you think? Relentless saying goodnight. Thanks.